He said a man that, criticized this fellow that went on the Nuremberg trial, Jackson. He told me what he thought about Goldberg. He thought he's terrible, that he's arbitrating the track. And I said, let me read you one report. And I just picked up one report and read it to him. And I said, okay. Now, well, 40 million Americans involved here.
I may be wholly wrong, but I think Mr. Warren would serve on anything and give him any publicity. Unfortunately,
well, you want me to tell you the truth? You know what happened? Do you know what happened? Bobby and him went up to see him today, and he turned him down cold and said no.
Yeah.
2 hours later, I called him and ordered him down here, and he didn't want to come. I insisted he come. He came down here, and he told me no twice. Then I just pulled out what Hoover told me about a little incident in Mexico City, and I said, now, I don't want Mr. Khrushchev to be told tomorrow and be testifying before camera that he killed this fella and that Castro killed him. And all I want you to do is look at the facts and bring any other facts you want in here and determine who killed the president. And I think you'd put on your uniform, World War I, fat as you are, and do anything you could to save one American life. And I'm surprised that you, the Chief Justice of the United States, would turn me down. And he started crying. He said, well, I won't turn you down. I'll just do whatever you say. But he turned the Attorney General down.
Well, you ought not be so persuasive.
Well, I think I ought to.
I think you did wrong getting Warren. I know damn well you got wrong getting me, but
no.
We both do the best we can.
I think that's what you do. That's kind of American, both of you are. Good night.
Good night.